From the WFIR newsroom, this is your culture calendar, sponsored by the Rona Cultural Endowment. See more at ronaculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. Roanoke Baroque recently finished a successful fundraising campaign that will allow the nonprofit to acquire more instruments from the Baroque music period or to recreate them. Meanwhile, Roanoke Baroque holds its final concerts of the season this Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 at Oakey's Downtown Chapel in Roanoke. Name your own ticket price, $20 is suggested. Artistic Director Michael Schossberger on the radiance of the choral art, which includes the Roanoke Baroque Chamber Choir.
And the chapel there downtown on Church Street is absolutely beautiful, and it is a classic Renaissance Italian structure that makes this music shimmer and just radiate off the walls. Handel and Vivaldi, Vivaldi's Gloria, which is pretty well known to people and a very beautiful work, some Monteverdi and other tasty bits of Baroque choral repertoire with a small chamber orchestra as well.
Next weekend, June 14th and 15th, Roanoke Ballet Theater presents Snow White at Jefferson Center. Carrie Kaplan is a dancer with the RBT and the director of development.
A little something for everyone. Kind of some slapstick with the dwarves, but some like heartbreakingly beautiful moments too. A happily ever after.
Magic kisses, a little like a really good villain. The Wicked Queen is on point.
Also next weekend, June 13th through the 15th, the first of 2 weekends at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke, Oscar Wilde's classic play, The Importance of Being Earnest, is on stage. Director Aisha Mitchell.
There are a lot of themes that can be examined and taken at a deeper level, but on the surface, it's really just a fun show. It's fun and it's funny, and I think theatergoers will appreciate that.
The first Friday of every month in downtown Roanoke is Art by Night, when local galleries in the Taubman Museum are open late. This Friday, Gallery 360 presents Roanoke artist and muralist Maggie Perrin-Key during Art by Night. And at Art on First this Friday, a live painting session with Phil Ramsey. Art on First cut a ribbon on Sunday and is officially a nonprofit. Blacksburg's Free Summer Arts Festival, presented in collaboration with Virginia Tech, is underway, with free live music events, a comedic play in July, art exhibitions, and outdoor events like the weekly Market Square Jam and the Summer Solstice Fest June 21st. There's country, swing, jazz, and rock on the Henderson Lawn next Friday, June 13th with Red Volkert. The Dark Side Experience at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. Crawford and Power at Five Points on Saturday. Hunter Root at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. Roanoke hip-hop artist and poet Brian Harvest Black Hancock could be Rolling Stone magazine's next top hitmaker, but he needs your vote to advance in the contest by this Thursday, June 5th.
The music that I make, it's basically therapy itself. When I write about it, it's just trying to translate and heal and grow and tell stories.
Vote for Brian Hancock at tophitmaker.org by this Thursday. And the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine's new art exhibition is The Anatomy of Her Healing, which opens with a public reception this Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7:30, featuring work by women artists who use painting, photography, and mixed media to explore healing, trauma, and empowerment. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR culture calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.